So hi folks, hello once again, you're very welcome along to this week's edition of Down Your Way. I'm here at Donny Shanahan's book, launch of his book here in Tumbivara, in the hall in Tumbivara, right in the centre of the village. Donny is with me, our chief guest on the programme. You're very welcome, Donny, to Down Your Way.
Thanks, Eamon, and once again, thank you for coming to Tumbivara, which is another historic night for our parish. And at the outset, I would like to thank the huge crowd that turned out here tonight, both young and old, and from on behalf of the Kieran Grace and Sheila Shanahan and Patsy Hanley, I want to thank everyone for their support and encouragement here tonight.
Absolutely, yeah, it was a huge crowd. I've been at dozens of launches over the years, and this is one of the big ones.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of anticipation about this, and I think a lot of people were looking forward to it, and I suppose it is quite a while since the community had something of this nature in the local hall, and I was glad to be able to play my small part in organising that. But then no words of mine could express the great gratitude and for the turnout here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Tony, the book, what's the story of the book? Because this is a story that goes back few hundred years here and there.
Yeah, well, I suppose that the book, Eamon, I think, is not unlike what any other parish throughout the county would have. And, you know, I sat down a couple of years ago, primarily when COVID kicked in 2020, which was a disturbing time for all our country. And I listed a number of people that had achievements in music and singing and hurling, camogie, horse racing, and various other aspects of organisations in the parish. And I suppose the one thing that struck me, Eamon, was the amount of people that had volunteered for the parish throughout the years. And thankfully, many of them that feature in the book are still with us here tonight.
Yeah, a really good point, to volunteerism, because without volunteerism, parishes are going nowhere.
Yeah, well, I quoted a Greek philosopher who said that the real essence of life is to serve others and to do good. And that was the message I was trying to get through here tonight. And I think if our world leaders adopted that motto, and I think the world would be in a better place. But but there's a great community spirit here tonight. And, you know, I would say that the people of Tumbivara, not unlike any other parish or community throughout the county, you know, when they're asked to rally around and support something, to do it in spades. And I'm thrilled for everyone here tonight.
You've grown up years for Donny Shanahan here in Tumbivara?
Well, I suppose, I have great memories of it, and all mostly pleasant, which was wonderful, you know. And I suppose a lot of people would associate it with my involvement in the GAA, both at club and county level, which I was always very proud to play my part. But, you know, there was other organisations, both sporting and otherwise, done tremendous work for the parish. And, you know, I was glad to be, in a small way, to support that aspect of what was going on as well.
Your first teacher here tonight, a beautiful lady.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous to see Mary Maher attending. She was my first school teacher way back in 1959, and her presence here tonight, I think, was warmly received by the whole community. She's a proud, clear woman, but she's deeply rooted in Tumbivara for 60 plus years. And I was delighted that she made the journey here tonight.
Absolutely, indeed. There's so many. So many has achieved. Tim Conlan, the farm leader, is here. One of the greats.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Tim. I suppose we're a unique parish. It's safe to say that no parish in Ireland has provided a president of the IFA and the CEO of the IFA. And we were lucky for a number of years. Michael Berkery held the position as secretary of the IFA, and in more recent years Tim Cullen completed his term.
Some great memories, of course, as well in the book for people that will read it and pick it up. God rest her, Nora Butler, the past couple of years.
Yeah, and Nora's only dead a short number of years, but you know what she done for the promotion of Ceoltis Éireann, for not alone for the parish but for the county and for the country as a whole. She was a wonderful ambassador, particularly when she went abroad to either the UK or Canada, with her colleagues in Ceoltis. And it is nice to remember Nora in the book here as well.
Yeah, and then of course the great hurling camogie star.
Deirdre, she holds a unique position, I suppose, as you know, for her achievements being on the team of the millennium for the camogie. And she was a fabulous player both for club and county, and she gave a huge service, and I was glad that she could be present here tonight as well.
To greet Tom Shanahan's daughter.
Yeah, well, Tom sadly passed away about 4 or 5 years ago, but his contribution to the parish, not only to the GA but to many organisations, he was a wonderful community man, and a man that I had a great respect for in my involvement in the hurling club over the years.
How long did it take you to research it?
Well, I started in 2020, Eamon, but then things went on hold for a while, and all told about 3 years plus, and but it's like a lot of things in life, it's only the final months that the real work is pulling it together, and but I wouldn't have achieved that on my own. I was so lucky to have Sheila and Kieran and Patsy Hanley, who were super efficient.
Where is the book available?
Yeah, well, obviously sales were quite good here tonight, and Casey's Centra here in the village for the immediate future. And could also just add, Eamon, like, that the proceeds for the sales of the book will be going to Soonis, which the cancer research based in Nina, and I know many people in our local area got great support and help from that group, and I will be liaising with Joan O'Mara in arranging that in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, what a great gesture. And indeed, we wish you well, Donny. I presume it will head for Bookworm and a few of the shops across around the county.
Yeah, well, obviously, we hope there will be demand. I think, while it's primarily about the local area of Tumivara, I think there's always a core of people in every parish that have an interest about the progress and what other parishes have achieved as well.
Maybe you might give the contact number that people, if they want to get on and to get a book into their own hands, contact number for Tony, and it would be a huge help.
Oh yeah, well, I can be contacted on 087-2504-315. So yeah, so 087-2504-315.
Congratulations, Donny, it's a great production. Thanks very much.
And Eamon, could I just thank you as well for your support, and your presence here tonight is widely appreciated.
Thank you.
indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Yeah, we're here in Tumidara, success in many fields. In fact, Manon sent a lot to travel all the fields of Tumidara in his day. How are you doing, Tim Cullinan?
Yeah, I'm very well, yeah. Delighted to be here tonight.
A special night for the community.
Absolutely, and first of all, I want to compliment Donny on putting the book together, and it's a great reflection of the village and the parish of Tumivara, from hurling and all that was achieved in many years in the parish of Tumivara. So well done to Donny for doing that. I think it's very important to have somebody to reflect and put down on paper what has happened in an area over a long period of time.
I suppose, Tim, for the most part, Tumivara has come very close to you across the country and across Europe, because across your mind every day when you're representing the people of Tipperary and Ireland in the IFA.
Absolutely. It was a privilege and an honour to give 4 years representing farmers, you're right, not just those home here, but in Europe as well. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's great to be back here in the parish hall in Tumivara tonight, because this is where it all started 4.5 years ago, where we launched the campaign here, and the support that I would have got in my campaign from the people of the parish of Tumivara was extraordinary and second to none. Yeah. And obviously the wider community in the county of Tipperary as well. But I think it's a great night here tonight. You see it, Eamon, the crowds of people that are here, and the community spirit, and I suppose bringing people together, I think that's more important now more than ever. And the GAA and what that does to gel people together. And we've heard it here, where there was a bit of banter over different parishes, local parishes, Kildangan in particular, here tonight. And it's great to have that, and leading on to our county then as well.
Yeah. I suppose in your role, I suppose you're trying to keep politics out of it, I suppose, but very much a part of it as well, in farming.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Look, obviously there's always huge challenges in farming, and I suppose during my four-year period, there was extraordinary changes in farming. In particular, coming from the EU, you had Green Deal, Farm to Fork, climate change, dealing with all of those issues. And from the get-go, I was always saying the pace that all of this was being put in front of farmers was coming too fast and too hard. And we are seeing somewhat of a pushback now from a lot of that regulation. And farmers are being hugely challenged from a climate point of view. I'd have to say farmers have stepped up to the mark and have done extraordinary work already in dealing with the challenge of climate change, the measures they've adopted on their farm, and they need to get more recognition for that as well. And thankfully we are seeing a reflection in the marketplace, in particular around the price of beef and sheep. And okay, dairy had a dip last year, but I think what needs to happen here now, if people want sustainable fuel going into the future, well then, there's a price associated with that, a huge cost to the primary producer, the farmer. So everybody along the food supply chain is going to have to contribute to ensure that we can maintain farmers doing what they've always done, is producing top quality food.
Some farmers seem to be struggling. Is that such a thing as farmers struggling through all of this?
Of course there is, and I suppose if you look at the year we've just had, the challenges with the weather alone, it's been a huge challenge in itself. And the other thing that's a huge challenge nowadays, obviously, is rural isolation. A lot of farmers working away on their own, and that in itself is a challenge as well. And I think that's why communities like what you're seeing here tonight, getting people out together, I think that's very, very important as well.
Yeah, great success story from Donald Shannon indeed. I suppose he probably had left a bit or two out of it here and there, and he probably, but it's a great struggle to put it all together.
Absolutely, tremendous work has been done there by Donny. I'm sure he got lots of help from his own family there as well. But it's again like what you're saying about farmers struggling, bringing people together, I think that's very, very important, and being inclusive now more than ever, because the world and everybody is very, very busy. But it's important that people get time so that they can come out and meet their fellow parishioners, and I think that's always very, very important. And again, I just want to say well done to Donny in putting this book together. As I say, a great reflection on times past in the parish of Tumivara.
Tim Cullinan, it's always nice to say hello to you on Down Your Way. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Sheila Shannon is with me. How are you doing, Sheila?
Hi, Eamon, how are you?
Yeah, good to be here. Congratulations on the Family of the War, because it's a fantastic book.
Yeah, brilliant book. We had a great turnout and everyone's very happy tonight.
How did you get involved in the book?
Donny approached me originally asking about my dad, who had won a Flack Yule for the newly composed song, and a local man, John Ryan, had sang it. So I was talking to Donny about that, and he was hoping that I might help him out and do the write-up for the book. And then I mentioned that I was doing a local history cert in Limerick, in UL, and that I had done an assignment on Richard Alter Williams, and he was delighted then if I would include that in the book as well. And then, of course, I was delighted, because when people do local history certs, they always want to get published. So I consider myself very lucky and privileged to get published, and I've only done my cert. Many people have to do their masters. So
I remember your dad quite well, although probably 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
He was always involved in community and community life, and he'd always sing a song or two.
Yeah, Dad was very much a community man. I suppose he led a quiet life at home on the farm, quite solitary. So his social outlet then was to come into the village, to the local GA club, the Cultus, the IFA, all the different, they were involved in the sessions here in the village. Father O'Brien set them up, and they ran for 10 or 15 years, and they had music at the weekends, and tourists would come, and all the locals came out as well. So yeah, he was very much a community man, and he loved to sing. He was a very good singer, and he always sang when the lads won the county finals. He was always asked to sing Hurrah to Mi Vera as well.
Absolutely. How important do you think this book is for the community?
I think for every community, it's important to record the past. And I think especially now for some of us who have, people have passed on, there's some people in the book now and they have passed on and their achievements have been recorded, so their family can, like, you know, look at that and read it and kind of, you know, be happy that they're being remembered. It's important, I think, in general to, you know, highlight people's achievements, and of course from a history perspective as well, to record what's happened in the past.
So listen, congratulations, great night, and great, a great night assured as well when everything is over.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much, Eamon.
We got up one of the greats in Tumi Vara, Matt Hassett. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm great now.
It's good to be here.
I'm still able to move around a bit.
Yeah, you remember, and many people can remember in Tumi Vara and County Tipperary in 1961.
Well, sure, it's one of the great memories I have, anyhow.
Yeah, you brought home Lee McCarthy here to Tumi Vara and to Tipperary.
And to Tipperary, yes.
Yeah, what a moment.
Yeah. My cousin, of course, Wedger Maher, he tried and was beaten in the final in 1913. Kilkenny beat him, and it was unexpected.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yes.
But those are the days, and the great days, and of course then, what, many years later, in 1991, Tommy Dunn brought it home.
Yeah, sure, it was great. I was delighted somebody else arrived with it.
Yeah. So, but your day was very much recognised at the time as one of the great days in hurling history in County Tipperary.
It was one of the great hurling periods, all right.
Yeah.
There's no doubt at all about that.
Yeah.
And there were some immaculate players on those teams, like Liam Devaney and Jimmy Dial, you know. And I would pick those two out as special, you know.
You're the lads that could get the goals.
The pints.
And the pints, of course, as well.
No, Jimmy Dial always said, score a pint, and the other team will have to score two to beat it. That was a lesson I learned. Not that I was scoring pints, or anything like that. But I never forgot it. And I mentioned that to dozens of players, so I did in my time. But wasn't there some wisdom in it?
Great wisdom in it. Yeah, great wisdom. Look at Matt, look at the great story to be told in your life story, and we hope to collect that maybe probably in the next few months. Paddy Shannon is talking about organising it, so we look forward to that. Have a great night here tonight in Tumi Vara. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good story. indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. I'm here in Tony Bar this week in the parish hall. Denise Haverty is with me. How are you, Denise?
I'm good.
What a special time for Tumi Vara and for Donny Shannon here.
Do you know what? It's a fantastic evening now, and to see the big crowd here is a testament to Donny and the hard work he's put in the writing of the book.
That's absolutely fabulous. And indeed, the book I've just had in my hand for the last 5 minutes. There's so much story in it.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot now. I'm just looking at it here for the first time myself, but looking forward to reading it and see what it's all about.
Yeah. So now you're the new chairperson of the GA here in Tumi Vara.
I am. I suppose I'm in my second year now, and I would have joined the committee in Tumi Vara about 7 or 8 years ago when Joni was the chairperson. So learnt my trade, I suppose, from Joni, and delighted to take over then last year.
Seldom we find ladies chairperson of GA across the county.
Yes, I suppose in a way it is. It's not the norm, I suppose, but I suppose it's just something that has happened by chance, I suppose, or whatever way, and it's to embrace it. And
that's it, Jan. I suppose you're doing really well, and Tumi Vara itself, of course, that's a great history of the story of the GAA. It's unreal.
Yeah, great tradition. I suppose when I was growing up, it was when our senior hurlers were at their best, and we're celebrating our 4 in a row this year, 25 years. So. You know, it's a special year for us, and we look forward to our senior team this year as they're progressing along as well, and all our other teams, juvenile teams from our nursery groups right up to senior level, and watching them all progress.
We have a great young lad up here, making all the headlines as well.
Yeah, Darren McCarthy, yeah, he's had an absolutely fantastic year, I suppose. Started his senior career last year with Tumi Vara and spent this year with the Harty Cup team, and he's a promising future ahead of him. We're very proud of him.
You're bound to be. Okay, yeah, you're soldiering the course here for the parish, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic now, and it's, you know, a lot of hard work, I suppose, has gone in to get to this point today, and it's nice for Donny now to have a big turnout here tonight in support of his venture.
You have a fantastic GA centre down there.
We do. We have a good centre and lots of facilities, and I suppose lots for the community, and I suppose the GA is the heart of the community, isn't it?
Absolutely. All the people that came was involved in that, and the community had to build it up, really. People had to raise a lot of money to do that job.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fundraising and ongoing fundraising, but I have to say, and I say it over and over again, the people in Tumi Vara are absolutely fantastic, and they support us in every venture and trust us, I suppose, in our fundraising initiatives, that it's for the best interests of our players and our facilities.
Did you play camogie yourself in your day?
No, I'm afraid not now. I don't know how I missed that venture, but I suppose I've 3 kids myself now, and they're all playing, so I'm very proud of them also.
You married a famous footballer.
I did. I married a Clare man, so yeah, I have him nearly converted now into Tumi Vara way of life.
He's doing a good job at training other teams around the county as well, and all that kind of thing.
Ah, yeah, he enjoys that, and he's involved here. Tumi Vara selector with the senior team this year, so that's keeping him local.
Enjoy tonight, and it's good to say hello.
Thank you.
Lady light behind you, Denise. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's lovely. Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Teresa Carroll. I just live up the road here, Blaine.
Okay, very much a part of the community in Tumi Vara.
Absolutely. I'm delighted with this tonight. It's really nice to see everyone together.
What does this book mean to the community?
Oh, gosh, the book, I'm reading it already, to tell you the truth, dying to see it all, but I'm sure it's going to bring a lot of happy memories.
Yeah, a lot of people are dying to see their own photographs, maybe, on it, and all that kind of thing.
Mine won't be on it anyway, for sure.
You
could
never tell, though.
Your son is on it.
Your son is on it.
Yeah. Robbie Paul.
Okay, Robbie Paul. Yeah, okay.
Played rugby.
Okay, very good. Was he Sir Robbie playing his day? Was he?
Oh, good. Yeah, played for Ireland under 18s.
Oh, did he?
He did, yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Also, it's a talent in Tuam.
Sorry? You're telling me what?
No, also, a lot of talent around in Tuam.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all about people that created a lot of history stuff.
Yeah, and he's farming now.
Is that it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so... He often recalls the days of the glory days.
He does, yeah. Yeah.
That's good. You have produced a lot of great stories here in sport, haven't you, in the county?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I'm not a Tumi Vara woman, but I'm a blow-in.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ar Crony.
Oh, yeah, Kilrowan country.
Kilrowan, exactly, yeah. Absolutely.
Nothing too wrong with that either, is there?
No, absolutely not, only when they were playing matches together.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lad who was playing with Killer or Tomb, and I went to school with all the lads from Killer One. So that's the only.
Would you be shouting for Killer One or Tomb of Arran in a big match?
I would hope they'd play well. Killer One or Tomb, but Killer One to win.
This lady beside you, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Yeah, I've come actually from Dublin. I'm now living in Dublin, so I've come down here today to for this book launch. Yeah, so it means a lot to me too.
Yeah, good to hear. Have a look at the book. You're trying to get it translated.
We've just had a quick look at it actually. Yeah, and look, it's like a trip down memory lane actually. Yeah,
great production, isn't it?
Absolutely great production. Yeah, it's lovely. It's bringing the community together, and it's really really nice.
Have you been gone to Dublin?
I've been in Dublin, I suppose, about 25 years. So we come down regularly. This is my daughter here who's been playing the clarinet there for the at the music.
So you grew up down the road or up the road from here?
I go up the road from here, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Were you much in the GAA world, were you?
No. Well, I mean, my brother played, so, and I have three brothers, and they all played hurling for Tumi Vara, and a big supporter of Tumi Vara, even still.
Yeah, nice to be here, anyway.
It's great to be here. Yeah, absolutely.
So you always come back to Tumi Vara for a weekend or a break. Or
yeah, we're back regularly up and down. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a true Tumi Vara woman and proud of it.
Okay. Nice to say hello.
Great to say. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hugh Maher is with me, a personal friend of the Shanahans and Donny in particular.
Absolutely. Well, Paddy, I suppose, would be
a close
friend to me, but all the Shanahans are good friends of mine. I knew their dad and mam very well also. Tom Shanahan was a legend in his own right. I remember him coming around to read the meters for the ESB down the years and on his bicycle. What a man, what a legend, you know, a great man. And yeah.
Got so, if I turn back the clock long enough, probably 24, 25 years ago.
Oh, God, at least, yeah, yeah.
You were doing the show here in this very hall.
Oh, jeepers.
Can you remember that?
Oh, jeepers, yeah. God, that's a lot of water down the river since then, as
yeah,
well as said.
But you were chairman of the hall committee.
Oh, so still stuck with that job. Hard to get rid of these jobs, let me tell you, nowadays. But anyhow, look, the hall is still standing anyhow. That's the main thing.
It's a fabulous place, I know.
That's grand. So it's lovely to have a night like this, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you need somewhere in the parish to have a night like this. It's great. And I must say, I want to sincerely congratulate Donal on this fabulous book. I'm just having a quick glimpse through it, and it's absolutely fabulous, and I wish him the very best of luck with it.
Lots of story and legends associated with it.
Well, absolutely, yeah. God, I never realised there was so much talent around the place. Absolutely fabulous. It's great. It's great.
So you grew up in them all like yourself, eh?
Oh, jeez.
You're a bigger talent than anyone.
I am. Oh, Lord. Unfortunately, now the years are catching up me, I'm afraid. But anyhow, I'm still the youngest of the family. That's the only claim to fame I have. But anyhow, look at you. One day at a time. That's what I always say.
You know. You're a golfer of note as well.
Oh, Jesus. Stop the lights. Oh, yeah. I tell you, it's shorter and shorter and worse I'm getting. But worse I'm improving, Eamon. Yeah.
I heard we're going back to you during the summer, recording the show. Down in Nina Golf Club.
Hopefully, yes. That's the plan anyhow. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And why not?
Yeah.
Well, look, congratulations on here on Special Night. And indeed, all your work over the years, because you were really... You really kept this place alive right here in the middle of the street.
Stop, sure. Look, just to do. If everyone does a small bit, that's what it's all about. It's a bit of community effort, that's it. Yeah, great place. Tomb of Arran, best place ever, yeah. Great stuff.
Good to be with us on the programme.
Thanks, Eamon.
Hugh Maher, joining us on Down Your Way. We're going to take another break. We're back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. I'm here in the centre of Tomb of Arran this week. Launching of a fabulous new book, Success in Many Fields, to Tomb of Arran, a man of great, of course, Donny Shanahan. Roger Munsey is with me. Roger, how are you doing, Roger?
Fine, not too bad.
Good to be with us on the programme.
Great. Yeah.
Roger, great days in the goal for Tomb of Arran.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Started off juvenile out the field and... I had an accident in with a tractor, and I had to go into the goals.
Oh my God.
I used to always play minor out the field, but when I injured my leg, I had to play in the goals.
Okay. So what happened to you? What kind of a serious accident was it?
I got caught in the tractor. Yeah, caught my leg in the tractor.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you had to give up hurling?
No. I went back in the goals. I played in the goals then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Tipperary, you played on the Tip team then for a while, did you?
A little, all right. I played in a league final, a Raptor final, and a Munster final, you know. And we won the league final. I was very lucky one day. We were playing Waterford in the first round of the championship, and the selectors didn't know who to pick, whether they picked me or Terry Maloney. So they eventually picked Terry Maloney. And in the first half, the score was 8 goals and 2 points to 1 point. So I was lucky I wasn't in. So they brought me on in the second half. But they only scored 1 goal in the second half. They had enough score.
Them days are long gone, aren't they?
Well, now, yeah.
So look at that, Roger. Look at it. Great to be here to treasure this book. Success in many fields. The Tumi Vara great players of old.
That's right, Tumi Vara. We hold with Nina CBS and Aaron. I hold on the Dr. Hartley Cup, the Dean Ryan Cup, and the Crow Cup, and the 1 year out the middle of the field.
How did you get the name of the Greyhounds?
Oh God, to go back to around the 1900s, they were very fast, you know. So I say that's how they call them, the Greyhounds, you know. They were very good that time.
So you were always well trained?
They were, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think of today, GA, and the story of the Hurling today, the changes that have been made?
Very bad. Has ruined the Hurling a good bit, you know. Has ruined it. It's gone faster, all right. Faster, but this is good to watch. This is good to watch. No. No.
Okay, anyway, it's great to be here and nice to say hello to us, Roger.
Yes, I say, man.
The great Roger Manzi, ladies and gentlemen. The lady from Monanore. How are you doing, Mary Maher?
I'm okay.
Good to be with us on the program, yeah?
What?
Right here in front of the stage. Lovely to see it.
Thank you.
You can't be missed. And why should you be missed? Because you taught the great Tony Shanahan on the school. Was he that type of scholar?
Only an infant, you know. I was the infant teacher.
Okay.
I mean, he was only 7 at that. Well, I mean, I taught him from the time he was 4.
All right.
For so many years, we'll say. I had junior infants, senior infants, and first. And it was a 3-teacher school at that time in Tumi Vara.
Did you ever think he'll be at the launch of a book from him?
No, I didn't. Tell you the truth, he's the first.
author. He's the first author, you mean? Okay. So he was a good old character going to school, was he?
Oh, he was grand. They were all lovely. All the Shanahans were grand.
Yeah.
I can't say. I mean, they were really all infants and children, you know, at that age.
Yeah,
okay. So I'm not going to be saying anything.
They wouldn't back answer the teacher or anything in those days, they wouldn't.
Not really.
Yeah.
They were lovely. They were lovely.
Yeah.
The infants were lovely. They tell you funny things like...
I'm sure they still are. Infants are great kids.
They're beautiful. They're lovely, yeah. But you don't feel you're much of a teacher like when you're down in the infant department. But it's an important one all the same,
sure,
when
is,
they come
to
school first.
Tell me, about what are you looking forward to reading in this book? All about the parish, is it?
Yeah. I'm hoping that there'll be a bit of history of the parish. History, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
And it's nice to have a book, isn't it, that you can look through.
Would you have followed all the great the matches and stuff? And
I love the matches. My Clare beat Tip today. I'm from Clare.
You're from Clare?
Yeah, she's... Yeah.
No. Good God, I shouldn't have you on the programme at all. I made a bit of a mistake, but look, you're welcome here.
But anyway, after Vint, my grandchild said to me, surely you're a Tipperary woman here now. You're here for 68 years.
Clare. So you're a Clare woman at heart, are you?
Well, sure, you don't ever forget your roots, your real roots, do you?
You gave Tip a bit of a trouncing today, didn't you?
Sure.
Had you the Clare flags up at home, have you?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I said, whoever wins, I'll be on their side.
You can't lose.
Yeah.
Look at every success, and it's great to be here today.
Thank you. It's lovely. Yeah. It's lovely.
It's really lovely, and great for the community and the parish.
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
Good to say hello.
Yeah.
I caught up with a couple of lads here sitting in the back wall, Paddy O'Brien and Ger Canan. How are you doing, lads?
Not too bad at all, no way, man.
Yeah, Ger, you're very much associated in the book because you're featured in every second page.
Oh, God, Raymond, yeah.
Yeah, tell us the story of the Canans. And
well, I suppose my sister Caroline was a goodish kind of a runner, and my granddaughter Michaela is a goodish Irish dancer, and that's kind of where we're at. We've only seen it here in the last few minutes.
Gerard, no need to go down that road.
Oh, sure, Raymond, I know you have it well studied.
Absolutely. So, if I have it well studied, then, how long are you living here in this parish?
I'm here all my life.
All your life, then?
Yes.
You grew up here?
I grew up here, yes.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, at this stage, how is it your man?
My mother is coming 100. And she's in good form.
Lovely.
And that's about it. And we hope that she'll get to 100 or maybe over 100. That's kind of the intention, Eamon, anyway.
Isn't that a great story, isn't it?
It is great, yeah. Fantastic.
How did you get through COVID and all of that?
Got through COVID all right. Of course, we all got COVID. Everybody got COVID some way or other. But, yeah, we just came through it. We had no effects after it, thank God.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay. Paddy O'Brien, you're associated with the parish here for years.
That's right.
You're one of the main organisers.
That's right. I suppose I'm born and bred here as well. I'm a native of here, and I've always been associated with Donny, like Trilogy, like all our lives. We grew up together, went to school together, and I've been in Tumivera GAA since. And like Donny, great man, like for the books and for the bit of history. And like just looking through this book, like fantastic thing to have. And like for many years to come, we'll be able to browse through it and find out little bits. And looking through it, like there are lots of stuff in it that I didn't know about, and people that I didn't realise were from the parish. So I think a great, great book, great to have.
Fantastic to be able to look back, and as you say, in years to come, and there are families as well.
That's right. I like it. It's a great thing to have, and just have at home, and be able to look back over it. And it's something that you might read now, but you could pick it up again in 6-12 months' time and have another look at it and just find out something. Refer to it. Great book. Well done.
Patsy Handlin is with us. How are you doing, Patsy? MC tonight. Great job.
Thank you very much. Well, of course, it's an honour to do MC in such a wonderful place as Tumivara when you've so much to remember and so much to celebrate. It's only a pity that it's a book we're launching rather than welcoming home the Dan Breen Cup, but I think we'll do that later in the year. But the book is certainly worthy of the great crowd who attended here tonight from all over the parish to show off the various talents that people would, like myself, who's a newbie to the parish, didn't even realise about the talents that the people in equestrian or in other sports and indeed television stars who were here tonight and who were featured in the book. And it's not just the hurlers, of course, whom we are very proud of, but there were also people who were involved in music and the arts. And John Ryan, who I fight with every Wednesday night playing bingo, I didn't realise that he was an All-Ireland winning Fleadh Ceoil singer.
Yeah, you're very much involved in the GAA here in Tumivara, secretary of the club, and I was talking to Denise Haverty earlier, and she's proud to be a chairperson now.
Oh, yes. Well, I've been very fortunate that the chairpersons that I have worked with, Donny and now Denise, are absolutely 100% committed, both to their club, but also to the value of the club in the community. And this night last year, around this time last year, we had a huge gathering here from the community to give the club a kind of its vision for the next 5 years. And again, we thought we might get 40, 50 people, and the hall was completely full, just showing the interest people have in how the GAA club progresses in the parish. And we have some, in the last couple of years, have seen huge benefits and huge progress on the healthy club side of the thing. And now also this year, phenomenal improvement in the cultural and Irish part of the club with Mairead O'Neill. And we are back in Scor, which we were out of for so many years, and which was with the talented that's in the parish, it was a pity. But these have come back, and it's thanks to Donny, Denise and others who have led that club forward.
You're a native of West Tipperary, and what a beautiful part of County Tipperary, West Tipperary and Knockavilla and all those areas.
Yeah, and I keep reminding them about that up here because, of course, Tumivara, I think they're God's gift to hurling, and they probably are. But they don't see the West really in the same light as I see them in. Yeah, Knockavilla Kickhams was my home club when I was growing up, and Micheál McCory was the principal of the school for the year I was in it. But Tony came to the door one Sunday evening, and I had just retired from my job as principal in Sexton Street in Limerick, and he asked me would I become secretary. And Donny has this kind of persuasive manner about him, and I eventually kind of said, will you give me a few days? And then I said yes. Listen, the people of Tumivara support Tumivara. It's a very simple message. And no matter what we do when we in Tumivara, the people of Tumivara come out and support it. And the phenomenal amount of support, financial, volunteerism, every way possible, I would say, is just phenomenal in Tumivara, as is seen by the number of people here this evening.
At the end, it's always nice to say hello. Congratulations on a great night.
Gormina Margaret. Thank you.